Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And it's also within this weekend. It might come down to Saturday night, Jacob deGrom coming off of three straight starts where he has not looked very good. And the last start against Oakland, the worst offense in baseball, where he looked horrendous. It is on DeGrom in what might be his final start of the season to go out there and prove once again that he is Jacob deGrom. I believe he's got it. I think Jacob deGrom in the biggest spot, the biggest start of the year, is going to show up and he's going to deliver. Maybe that's just blind faith that I have in DeGrom. Maybe that's just the last 4 years of watching him pitch. But again, if you were born 2 weeks ago and you only seen three starts of Jacob deGrom, you don't have a lot of confidence. And in a shortened year, you know, maybe this happens in July where he goes through a little bit of a rough patch, a three-start rough patch where it's like, all right, long season. Jake still has to work. You know, he's got some kinks to work out. He'll be fine. He's DeGrom. But the fact that this is coming now, going into his final start of the regular season where he has no margin for error, yeah, I mean, I'm a little bit concerned. So outside of blind faith that he's Jacob deGrom and he's the best pitcher on the planet and he's going to show up and deal, there's not a whole lot to be, not nervous about. But in terms of the future, there's no shot. There's no way that Jacob deGrom can't be in a Mets uniform going forward. There's no way. There is no way. I know he's opting out. I know he has said that from the start of the season. If he's healthy the rest of this way, if he doesn't get hurt coming up this weekend, or if he doesn't get hurt in October, knock on wood if you're a Mets fan, you need to give Jacob deGrom whatever he wants. He is the best pitcher on the planet. He has been for 4 or 5 years. He's not going anywhere. I'm not letting 1 year of injury problems cloud what he has done for the last decade for this organization. You need a lockup. That is priority numero uno in the offseason for Billy Epler, for Stevie Cohen, and whatever role Buck Showalter will have in that. Back up the Brinks truck for Jacob deGrom, especially if he delivers you gems in October, which for the most part he has done in his career. It's been the offense that has let the Mets down, and the bullpen in past postseason runs, which you haven't gotten one in 7 years anyway, and the last time they did, they made it all the way to the World Series, so there isn't really a whole lot of complaining you could have had. But yeah, I mean, I'm nervous. I'm nervous for deGrom coming up this weekend. Can't look too far ahead, though. The Mets have to take care of business. You can't afford to slip up against Miami. The division lead is down to one. The lead is down to one. And they have held off Atlanta this entire way. Even when they had a 10-game lead go down to a half a game, when it went back up to seven, when it went back down to one, where it's at right now, Atlanta has shown you they are not going away all season long. The Mets have to take it from them, and they've got one final shot coming up this weekend, but they can't look past that. Coming home after, I mean, a road trip where they went 4-2, and for the most part, you know, two bad games against Milwaukee, and you know, the terrible start by DeGrom, but I mean, the Mets have still been playing fantastic baseball. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games, but it felt like there was some bad vibes, like there was a bad taste in their mouth coming back from Oakland. So they had the day off, they're home, where they've been incredible all year long. You got to bury, I mean, Miami's already been buried, but you got to bury them one final time here in the regular season and get set for Atlanta. That's all they can do.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.